The way we think about the war in Iraq, the economy, relations with so-called rogue states, globalization and climate change, they're so often colored by what we hear on the news or read off the internet. And increasingly in our secularized society, it seems that the moral imperative often gets lost. As the United States gets closer to voting for Democratic and Republican leaders who will face off in a presidential race next year, one Catholic organization in the U.S. is outlining the moral imperatives it feels the country's leaders should be addressing for the good of the nation. Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good partners with over 20 national Catholic social justice organizations in the U.S. to advance Catholic social teaching in the media and in the public square. They're stepping up their campaign to promote awareness about Catholic social teaching in view of the upcoming elections. They're asking Catholic voters to encourage candidates and elected officials to address the moral scandal of poverty and help end the war in Iraq and put the common good of all people at the top of the nation's political agenda. Alexia Kelly, executive director of the Alliance, says, "As people of faith, we must embrace common good values at the heart of Catholic social teaching and not follow narrow partisan agendas." She talked with me on a recent visit here to Rome. Your work with Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good aims, like you've been saying, at providing information. More so than actually hands-on work in aid and development. Mm-hmm. Why is information so important?
Well, for the most part, I think Catholics get a bit of the message of Catholic social teaching, but they're bombarded by so many other messages in our media, which you said is kind of as excessive as the consumeristic culture. So we felt it was important through these alternative means and through some mainstream media vehicles to communicate this message of the common good and some of the principles of Catholic social teaching, and that many Americans, Catholics and non-Catholics, especially non-Catholics and opinion leaders in the American media, are very interested in this whole values dialogue. Kind of, we've had over the last several years a real debate or dialogue around faith and values, especially in our politics and our public life. So there's real interest in religion and public life. And we're made up of many Catholic, national Catholic social justice leaders and organizations. There are about 15 national Catholic social justice organizations that comprise our alliance. And they were very concerned because of the work they do, which is more direct social service or direct social justice advocacy work, that the principles of Catholic social teaching that motivate their work and provide the foundation for their work, their mission, was not being communicated in this values dialogue. So we do both information sharing, but we also do some intervention in terms of advocacy. We'll help coordinate, letters to the editor or statements, for example. Sometimes on legislation, we could do a small percentage of work on direct advocacy on legislation on, for example, health care for children or some other public policy issue where our alliance of organizations want to make a collective have a collective voice and make a statement together.
What makes Catholic social teaching different from other faith traditions? Mm. And do you work together with other faiths?
We do. We have, and I said we had 15 national Catholic social justice organizations. We have about 20 total because we also work with several interfaith groups, both Christian and across other faiths that participate in the work we do. I think what's different, and it's interesting in the United States, many other, especially in the evangelical Protestant world, some of the social justice, leaders for social justice, social renewal in those traditions look to Catholic social teaching for guidance and resources. So we'll have a minister, an evangelical, fairly prominent national minister, for example, Reverend Jim Wallace will say, "Oh, Catholic social teaching is wonderful, and I use it all the time and it's a great resource." So there's not the tradition. I mean, Catholic social teaching for over a century, and you know the history, since 1891, at least the formal modern tradition was launched. These kind of intensive reflections, commentaries, the papal letters by popes over the years since that time on these relevant social, economic, political issues is very unusual. And other traditions don't have that kind of tradition over time, mm-hmm. where they're looking at, and you know, it's still today, Rerum Novarum is relevant in terms of workers' rights and the right to associate and organize, and that principle then was developed over a series of letters following, encyclicals following that tradition. So other traditions might speak more directly from Scripture, but Catholic social teaching both draws from Scripture and from natural law and from tradition, so it can be relevant to all the other faiths by using philosophical principles. And I think it has a depth of reflecting on these social and economic issues over time that other traditions don't have.
And you say you do have an interfaith program as well. How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Well, we work with other groups. For example, there's a group that is structured somewhat like ours and started at about the same time called Faith in Public Life. And they are interfaith, both Christian and non-Christian religious leaders throughout the country participate in their organization. And we just collaborate. So if we're working on an issue, for example, think of something around media work. They have a strong media department. We might share resources. We might share ideas. It's a Christian campaign and message, public education effort as well as Catholic. So they will invite and send out the information to invite their leaders to join the public education effort around that.
Now, we're in the run-up to the presidential elections in the U.S. What role do you see religion as taking on in the U.S., in U.S. politics, if at all?
Well, it's interesting. The bishops of the United States came out with their statement, political responsibility statement, called Faithful Citizenship, Shaping Consciences for Faithful Citizenship, I think was the full title. And they make some excellent points, I think, in particular about how Catholics in the United States should be relating to their political parties and to politics, that as Catholics, as people of faith, we're called to shape and help transform our political parties, not to be transformed by a partisan agenda, for example, or to be used by a party. We are to help call our particular party, whatever it might be, to you know, these higher principles. And what role religion will play generally, I think, you know, within the last 10, 15 years, religions and in the political debate certainly gets a lot of attention. And the media is very interested in the role of religion, both Catholic community, Catholic voters, and evangelical voters, and voters from other faith traditions. So the media is following it closely. I think this statement, faithful citizenship, at least for the Catholic Church and for Catholics, citizens, is a helpful foundation to really ground people in Catholic social teaching and essential principles in terms of how they reflect on candidates and issues. But certainly it will be, I think, just as it has been in the last several presidential elections, a powerful theme and something that everyone will be looking at and paying attention to.
And you, with the Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good, are you providing any guidance or advice? What Catholics should be thinking about as they go to the polls in the next elections?
Well, we do, you know, some nonpartisan education work in general. We support and want to promote and get the word out about this Faithful Citizenship document. So we publicize the link to that website, and they'll have a bulletin insert that people can download off the USCCB site. We have something now that helps citizens in this run-up to the general election. So in the primaries and in the debates now in their communities, where Catholics all over the country can meet with candidates, we're encouraging them to lift up the principles of the common good and also the issues of poverty, global and domestic poverty, and war and peace, in particular the war in Iraq and a responsible end to the war in Iraq that the bishops have called for, and for peacemaking in general. So we have a tool for Catholics to lift up those issues with both elected officials and candidates.
I believe immigration is also one of the issues that you're looking into as well, no?
Yeah, we've done a lot on immigration. We hosted, this is an example of an awareness campaign. We did a radio tour of for three leaders, Father Rick Riscavige and two leaders within Sisters of Mercy of the Americas, who they work a lot on immigration. And so we hosted a radio tour where they, for one day, they did national radio in, you know, for 15 different outlets around the country, you know, in their office. But we called it a radio tour. So to get their voices out and the message of just and comprehensive immigration reform on the airwaves.
Alexia Kelly is Executive Director of Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good, which partners with over 20 national Catholic social justice organizations in the U.S. to advance Catholic social teaching in the media and in the public square.